It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, June 5th. I'm Patricia Naft. The National Weather Service, at the request of Mesa County Emergency Management, has issued a flood watch for the town of Colborne. The body of water that has formed at the top of the West Salt Creek landslide looks increasingly unstable. The ground may give way, triggering a flash flood downhill, possibly even reaching Colborne. No evacuation order has been given yet, but with the flash flood watch, residents should be on high alert. A Garfield County man who contracted hantavirus is now recovering at home. However, as KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports, the disease has killed three others in Colorado so far this year.
The Sin Nombre virus is a strain of hantavirus found in the Four Corner states. Thomas Orr is a regional epidemiologist at the Mesa County Health Department.
Rodents, deer mice in particular, shed the virus in their urine and droppings. And then when humans come in contact with those droppings, they breathe in the virus.
It can cause hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, a sometimes lethal respiratory disease. Last year, there were four cases of hantavirus in Colorado. One person died. Since January, four cases of the virus were reported in Chaffee, Garfield, La Plata, and Phillips counties. State health officials say three of those were fatal. Orr is concerned that the number of cases recorded so far this year already match last year's total.
In general, about 40% of the people who contract this do die.
Hantavirus is a rare disease, but Orr says people should still take caution when cleaning areas where rodent droppings or nesting are present.
Use a wet cleaning method, a disinfectant that will kill hantavirus. If you have heavy infestations, it might help to wear a mask. And if you have very heavy infestations, probably better to call a professional.
Colorado is the second highest in the nation in cases of the disease after New Mexico, according to federal data. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
The U.S. Department of Labor is considering some changes to its guest worker program, including its minimum wage. It could mean major changes for Western Slope ranchers. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The H-2A program brings in foreign workers to do jobs that businesses have difficulty filling. One industry that regularly employs workers through the H-2A program is the sheep ranching industry. Peter Orwick is the executive director of the American Sheep Industry Association.
In the sheep industry, we've had the situation since the 1950s where American workers really weren't interested in herding sheep, primarily because it's boring, it's lonely, you're with the animals year-round, not a very glamorous type job.
The issue at hand now is how much they should get paid and what work they should do. Orwick says that right now, pay swings from state to state. California's minimum wage for a sheep herder on the program is $1,600 a month. Here in Colorado, it's less than half of that, $750 a month. He does acknowledge that the minimum wage has stagnated, but thinks that the higher-end options that the Department of Labor has goes too far.
The department's proposal would move that to $2,500 to $3,400 a month and still provide room and board. So as you can see, it easily doubles and oftentimes in states triples the wage rate. Plus, there's still several thousand a year that's spent on each man just providing his food.
He says that such a change would be too big of a hit to sheep ranchers and could put some out of business. Not everyone thinks that this is the case, though. Tom Acker is involved with the Hispanic Affairs Project. He's been pushing for these reforms for years.
In my interviews, it's almost always the case that they're coming and leaving their family with two or more kids back home, the wife by herself raising these kids. So we're talking about a family of four. If we look at, say, $2,400 a month times 12, that would equate to $28,000, which is $4,000 above the poverty level in the United States.
He does concede that ranchers provide housing and many provide food.
What I think is probably more realistic would be something replicating what California did, which would be $1,600 a month times 12, which would be $19,200. And once again, that's below the poverty level for the United States. And so the question I would put is it fair that we bring people in here and expect them to work for a poverty wage?
The other issue at hand is what work the sheep herder can do.
These sheep herders interpreters that are right now being paid $7.50 a month are expected, oftentimes, are on the ranch. They are driving heavy equipment. They are building corrals. They are mechanics. They are digging ditches. These are all jobs that American workers would be doing if it weren't for the fact that the ranchers are intentionally misusing the labor that is supposed to be only used out on the range, with the exception of a couple weeks during the year where they're going to be back at the ranch.
Orwick calls the proposed rule, which would bar sheep herders from grazing under fence, outdated, and that sheep herding has changed in the past 60 years.
It doesn't look that way in 2015. There's a lot more fences, and because there's a lot less federal grazing, grazing today is now done in a lot more private land, certainly under fence, a lot more field grazing. So the department really needs to be careful.
The Department of Labor is currently reviewing the submitted comments, and it may be several months before a decision is reached. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The governor signed a bill into law yesterday that would ask voters whether Colorado can keep an estimated $60 million in tax money it has already collected from legalized marijuana sales. Benta Berkland has more.
The state constitution requires the question to go before voters. Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver sponsored House Bill 1367, which refers the question to this fall's ballot.
Hopefully voters remain consistent with what they've said to date, which is if it's going to be legal, it ought to be taxed.
But because it's a new tax and exceeded an earlier estimate, a provision in the taxpayer's Bill of Rights requires voters to approve the money a second time.
Absent action from the voters, we're going to be required to refund 100% of the first year's tax collections.
Stedman says he plans to campaign for the measure. The governor says the funds are important to help pay for public school construction and regulations for marijuana. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Western Slope Skies, followed by Alan and the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.